ending the show with anybody on hold. So let's get to Ed real quick and see if we can answer his question before we're out for the week. Good morning, Ed. How can we help you?
Morning, Rosie. I live in Sierra Vista, Arizona.
Ooh.
And I have a tub. It's a one-piece fiberglass tub. It's 28 years old. I really need to get it, replaced. And I was wondering if you had any Rosie certified, I guess you would call them plumbers, that could come in and do the job.
Boy, you are like in no man's land. You're exactly in between all the places we have somebody in beautiful Sierra Vista.
I'm looking in our database. It's a little slow. It's thinking. It's searching.
While you're looking, Ed, is the fiberglass cracked or damaged, or do you just want to upgrade it to like a porcelain tile product?
It's damaged. It's got a hole in it that I tried to patch. Didn't do a good job.
Okay.
And it's also cracked. It's a one piece.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do you want when you're done? Do you want to go back with fiberglass, or do you want to go back in there with a porcelain or steel tub and some ceramic tile?
Well, I don't know what would be the best plan. Porcelain. I'd go with porcelain.
Okay. All right. Well, I tell you what. I'm going to take you off air, and I'm going to have you send us a picture of what it is you're dealing with. And then I'm going to make a couple phone calls to people I know in the area. And let me see if I can't find you somebody reputable. There's a chance that I could talk our friends at Rebath of Tucson to run over and do it. But I need to check with them first.
And Wacy's parents have lived in Sierra Vista 20 years. He's interrogator for the Army stationed out of Fort Huachuca that I'm sure in 20 years period of time they've had to call a plumber or two over the years. It might have been Wacy.
Right.
But if not, we'll find a referral for you.
We'll find somebody for you, Ed. Now, and we appreciate the call. Boy, I love Sierra Vista.
The outskirts are hard. We got a call from Greer this morning, too. We just have to do a little digging. We don't keep partners in those little remote areas, but they still need work
done. It's not that we don't keep them.
They're not available.
And by the time we get somebody through the screening process, a lot of rural communities like that.
What did they?
They're not there to work. They're there to retire.
Yes, so they don't have the competition of, I think there's 40,000 air conditioning companies.
We put them on the list if we had them, for sure.
What did the family in Greer want done?
Bad water damage and mold and stuff. Hey, would you like to know the final count on the Facebook challenge of your yes or no to the mustache?
I'd like to move to Greer and start that company Romy and I have always talked about, Arizona Mountain Masonry Homes. But that'll have to wait.
35 won it back. 39 say no.
Oh, and we also have a vote today, right?
Yeah, that's just
last
today.
Week there was.
Yeah, it was kind of the same proportions though, and got a vote for a beard. And Aaron says you look more like Romy's brother than his dad without the mustache.
Are they saying I look old?
I'll take
that.
What
I'm trying to
say? No, I don't think that was the point at all.
That's not the first time we were at a restaurant in People's Valley when it was still open. That it's been closed for years now, but. I remember the sitting there after a outing and getting a cheeseburger before the drive home, and the waitress said, "Are you guys brothers or something?" Is she insulting me or complimenting you? I'm not sure.
I was up at Kirkland Junction.
This was People's Valley, south of Kirkland Junction.
Yeah, okay. All right. I do remember.
There's
the gas station. That was a good cheeseburger.
And the building's red. And
The
guy actually would drive all the way over from Lake Havasu. I remember thinking, he's had a 4-hour drive.
Almost. All right, folks. Well, we hope we helped you around your house, home, castle, or cabin today. I didn't get to talking about how to deal with efflorescence. Efflorescence is salt that comes out of the block in the mortar. We're called the Salt River Valley for a good reason. We make all of our concrete out of the aggregates that come out of the Salt River. There are actually salt deposits up in the Apache Indian Reservation. That salt then gets wet in our concrete block walls. It dries, the salt goes to the surface, and you have this white, chalky surface. To find out how to deal with it, go to rosieonthehouse.com and look up the weekly to-do right there on the front page. It'll tell you how to deal with it. Boy, I'm glad you tuned in. I hope you're half as glad for tuning in as I am that you are for tuning in. Find us at rosieonthehouse.com. Next week, we'll be back.